With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. Snow squalls didn't hit the London region as hard as expected. Only a few centimeters fell last night, nothing like the 15 to 35 Environment Canada had warned was possible. Still, roads, particularly those outside of the city, are partially snow-covered and slick in spots. Mother Nature will try again to make us shovel with more snow in the forecast tomorrow. Charges have been laid after a six-hour standoff at a West London home earlier this week. Seven people were arrested at 48 Kinnear Crescent Tuesday. While some surrendered relatively quickly, others didn't give themselves up until police threw tear gas in the home. Police now say an armed robbery investigation brought them to the house. A 33-year-old man was arrested yesterday in the investigation, while a 36-year-old man is still being sought. The cost to police unsanctioned Western homecoming festivities has jumped a whopping 17%. A report presented to the London Police Services Board yesterday shows over $300,000 was spent last fall to curb rowdy behavior and promote public safety. That included bringing in reinforcements from Hamilton, York, and Windsor Police Services. Some of the 10,000 street partiers damaged property, including police vehicles, and threw projectiles at officers. In a continuing effort to bring more homeless Londoners in from the cold, the city's adding 24 more highly supportive housing units to the House of Hope. Opened last fall at 362 Dundas, the House of Hope offers access to mental health and social services, addiction treatment, and employment counseling in addition to shelter. Council approved $2.7 million over the next 2 years to fund the new units. Even under the threat of a non-confidence motion, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he won't roll back the upcoming carbon tax hike. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre leveled the threat yesterday, saying he would put forward a motion today in an attempt to trigger a carbon tax election. Trudeau shot back that he has won three elections on the price of pollution. Either way, Poilievre's motion is likely to fail, with the NDP propping up the minority Liberals. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.